Governor Mark Dayton made the announcement Wednesday morning in St. Paul. Dayton says when it came to naming a replacement for Al Franken, it was his decision and only his decision to make.
In an ideal world, this would not be unfolding, but in the reality of the options, the choices that were available, and again, my top priority is giving Minnesota, who I believe would be the very best United States Senator, starting the day that she takes office, and she'll prove that to Minnesotans, and that is the overriding considerations.
Franken announced last week he'd be stepping down amid accusations of sexual harassment. He could leave office in early January. Smith says it took some time and some thought before she accepted the offer to serve as appointed senator and to run for the office in a special election next year to serve the remainder of Franken's term, which ends in 2020.
You have to ask yourself, I had to ask myself, what was the best way for me to serve? What contribution could I make? What would that look like? I had to assess that. And as I did that assessment, it became clear to me that I'm prepared to do this, I'm qualified to do this, that I have a unique role to play here. And after I realized that, it was a very, very easy decision for me to make.
With Smith leaving for Washington, Governor Mark Dayton, a Democrat, will have to work with State Senate President Senator Michelle Fischbach, a Republican from Painesville, who will become the next lieutenant governor. For Prairie Public, I'm Todd McDonald.